the moment that certainly I have been waiting for. I know that you've been waiting for it as well, because on a Thursday, generally speaking, we indulge a little in what makes life more exciting. And this is the Tops Wine of the Week. A slightly different Tops Wine of the Week today, because we've got Eamon as per regular in the studio, but also from Tops at Lifestyle, the man that runs the show there, Mark Pierce. And there's a reason for this. So not only are we going to be tasting a gorgeous wine, which is, I'm jumping the gun by saying it's gorgeous. I don't know. We haven't tasted it. It might be absolutely, let's go, not go there. I trust that you wouldn't bring in something that would really queer the pitch. However, it's also a great occasion because, well, there are a couple of announcements to be made. You know, we've been talking for a while now about this fabulous competition, a trailer, Campmaster trailer, packed with liquor to the total value of 30,000 rand. And today we have got the box full of entries. Mark, you're looking extraordinarily excited about this one.
Yeah, very excited. Somebody's going to have a wonderful early Christmas. Yeah, so we're looking forward to, once we've tasted the wine, pulling out the lucky winner.
Great. So, Eamon, now, your moment has come to shine. What have you brought to the Tops Wine of the Week today to taste?
Okay, Dave, this week we're going to taste, since we're coming into summer, the Bon Courage Gooseberry Bush, Sauvignon Blanc 2024 vintage. Comes from the Robinson Valley. Winemaker there is Philip Van Joen. Belongs to the Brewer family. It's a lovely concentrated fruit, Sauvignon Blanc. Very upfront of the nose with that gooseberries. Is there? It's the first thing you're going to get nose is when you open this bottle. Hot day or any day, whatever it is, this Sauvignon Blanc will make your day. And $85.99 a bottle, you can't go wrong, Dave.
You've brought in the cheap stuff today. Well, it's listen,
every day.
Let's just pour it and let's have a go, because it's not every day that you get a gift like that. I mean, under $90 a bottle. And according to the notes, well, this one is crisp and dry with mouth-watering tones of passion fruit and tropical flavors. So we've just had Eamon pouring a generous slug into the glasses. All three of us now are raising our toast in anticipation of the winner of the competition that we announced earlier. But we're also going to now, oh yeah, that's it. A tropical guava. And ripe tones of passion fruit flavors with hints of gooseberry. It's all there in the nose.
It's all there, Dave.
And now, obviously, the palate. What's it like on the tongue? Well, there it is. There it is. It is crisp. It is dry. It has mouth-watering tones of passion fruit and tropical flavors, just as described.
Everything that's in there.
If I was to make one suggestion, it would be to serve it a little colder.
Yeah,
colder.
It must be a bit colder.
Yeah, absolutely, because that would then really bring out the crispness of it all. But it is, for the price point that you've mentioned, all day long, you're going to enjoy this Bon Courage Estate Gooseberry Bush Sauvignon Blanc. It is an absolute summer speciality.
Summer special. Absolutely.
Absolutely gorgeous. Enjoyed with seafood, light pasta, or grilled lemon chicken. And loves goat's cheese and summer salads. Those summer salads, including a little fruit. And you have got yourself a party every time you open the bottle. And that's fantastic. So, the shortest wine tasting ever, because we don't need to labor the fact. It's a good one. And at that price, it's a great one. Now, moving on to the more exciting moments, and that is a 30,000 rand Christmas present for you, maybe. Mark, what are we talking about here?
Yeah, Dave, just to chat a little bit about the success of the whole competition. We were over the moon with just the uptake and the response that we had. We partnered with a lot of our key suppliers and really grateful for them, because they came up with some wonderful participating products. And it was quite a simple one, and we thank you for shouting about it on Radio Life and Style. We ran it from the 1st of October to the 17th of November. Pretty simply, you had to buy a participating product that that was on display, and it had to be to the a value of 350 rand or more. And then the exciting part was that the winner gets a Campmaster trailer and filled with his or her favorite tipple. And the value of that prize is 30,000 rand.
You know, I was chatting to some folk about it recently, and they said, listen, it's an unbelievably exciting prize. But as far as they're concerned, the added fact that the trailer is full of shall we call it, libation, that's fantastic. But just the trailer on its own, they say, we would have been just as excited about. So you just added excitement upon excitement upon excitement. And I presume that the proof of that is in the box, because I presume that entry box is absolutely packed.
Yeah, so this entry box is chock-a-block, and what we're going to ask you to pull out a name, pull out a till slip.
Okay, and then we're going to check that till slip, because yes, what was absolutely the deal?
So they needed to buy a product that was one of the participating brands, and it had to be to the value of 350 rand or more. So Eamon and I are just quickly going to audit that when you pull it out, and then we're going to break the news to the lucky winner.
You see, the thing about competitions is a lot of folk wonder, and you know, it's fair enough, human nature being what it is this rigged? Well, you know, this couldn't be more public if we tried. We are here at the Lifestyle Center. Our studio is open to the public in terms of the big glass window that anyone wandering past can check. And you can watch right now as we draw the winner, hopefully, live. I'm sliding across to the box, and I'm going to be off mic for just a second because I have to rise up and recount it. And I'm going to do a deep dive. I'm not looking. I'm just, this box is packed. This is the fullest I've ever.
Yeah,
I mean,
full.
We've done a few draws, and this is the. And now I've literally gone and searched.
You got one there, Dave?
I pulled one out. I'm not even looking at it. I'm handing it over to the adjudicators to check. And now we're holding thumbs. The bated breath. Is it you?
So you know what? This is brilliant that we're doing this audit, because you just pulled out a copy of the Visa card, and so we need
the customer's details.
We need the product and the customer's details.
The reach. Yeah, there we go. Into
so do it properly, Dave. Come on.
I'm right there. Now listen. There we go. Another one has been drawn, and let's see. This time. Can't wait. The suspense. The suspense is agony. And once again, we've drawn a dud. Okay. So,
second one.
Third time lucky.
This will be it.
Going in. And I've pulled out another throw that one away. Here we go. I've got one in my hand. It's there. That's the one. Once again, the scrutiny. It's intense. I think we have agreement. The judges both seem to be nodding, but I'm not sure. They're once again checking. And Eamon has found a discrepancy, which doesn't look good. I'm not sure what the discrepancy is, so we'll cross to the other side of the studio, where Eamon and Mark will explain. What is the problem?
The four slip that we pulled, okay, has it's just a copy of the Visa credit card slip. There's no details on it,
right?
Unfortunately, there.
Okay.
The second one that we've pulled out now, unfortunately, there's no participation product.
Okay.
On that slip, and the same with the third one.
So we have to go back in.
So we've got to go back again. Yes.
This is becoming. We've got to go back again. David, now do the thing properly, man. This is nonsense. Find a winner.
There's so many in there.
There it is. It's coming up now. There we go. Two. I dropped the one. There it is. Now, once again, we examine with great detail to make sure that every single requirement on the entry is correct. And once again, we have drawn a bust. What is with this competition? People are not playing by the rules.
Yep, we're going to have to do
it
again.
Well, then we go back in it. And this
we have to do it properly.
This time, here we go. So far we have drawn four till slips, of which three have been rejected. In fact, this is the fifth one.
No, this is eligible.
It's the fifth one we've drawn, though, right?
The fifth one out,
so four till slips came out that were not correct. So this is to prove that the competition is absolutely as it should be. The fifth draw is correct. And the winner of the fifth draw, congratulations to you, Sabelo Zungu. You are a winner.
Brilliant.
30,000 rands worth of trailer and contents. That's going to make your Christmas absolutely fabulous. So congratulations to you, Sabelo Zungu. Goes to show you got to be in it to win it at Tops at Lifestyle, where there's always excitement in the air. And on that note, I have to say that a little bird told me, and maybe it wasn't a little bird, maybe it was a very large bird, that told me that you have a hell of exciting announcement.
Yeah, Dave, we absolutely chuffed. We found out last week that we won the KZN Store of the Year Award for 2024. So now, it was brilliant news to the whole team.
So this means that of all of the top stores in KZN, right the way across the province, Tops at Lifestyle is number one.
We were chosen as the number one in KZN.
You know, I've got to tell you, it's a huge accolade, but I'm not at all surprised. Because I had an interview with Mike Ratcliffe from Villa Fonte, but they've just taken two international wine awards, big ones, huge ones. And we were just chatting about the fact that, you know, here we are in Bolito, and I'm sure that Tops of Lifestyle has. So he was on record in that interview saying, you guys have got to understand how lucky you are in Bolito. You've got one of the finest, if not the finest, of its kind in the form of liquor outlet at Tops at Lifestyle. It is, he says, world class. It is superb. Now, this is coming from a man that, you know, has been around the world. So there it is. That is an absolute endorsement and an accolade, and congratulations to you and your team, and of course to the Lifestyle Center ownership and management that with that vision and foresight created a center of excellence, and right there at the heart is the Tops at Lifestyle, which everyone is extraordinarily proud of. Yeah, so congratulations to you, Mark, and the team. We couldn't be happier.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah, just to chat a little bit about the sort of criteria of the competition, to share that with you. I mean, there were several criteria, but basically three main ones. It was the customer experience, store layout and design, and also the range and exclusivity. And we score very highly on all those 3 points. And, I think there's two other pieces to the jigsaw. And first and foremost, I want to thank our loyal customer. For me and Eamon, I think we agree that just their impeccable tastes inspire us to bring them this unparalleled curated selection of premium wines and spirits. And then secondly, just my staff. They're dedicated and passionate, and they get up every day and have the energy just to deliver a world-class service. So we're very proud of that, and now the cherry on the top is that next year we go forward to the national award, so we could win Store of the Year nationally, and that gets announced in September of 2025. So very excited, you know. Well, looking forward to that.
We will be holding thumbs for that, but I am absolutely confident that, you know, given the extraordinary scope of what you guys offer, and in terms of the experience, it is not just going into a liquor store or a bottle shop, as it used to be called, and buy. No, there's much more to it, and you're quite right when you say that the customer is an integral part of the entire exercise. But here is my 2 cents worth. I have never been into your store without being delighted by the way your staff have been prepared to go the extra mile, even for the simplest of things, like, can you direct me to, you know, simple like that. It's not just that you just walk down there. No, they'll actually take you, and while you're on that journey, they will, you know, sort of engage you in conversation, and instead of what you were just looking for, you might discover that there is so much more, and you will discover, but it's all to do with that interaction with the customer. So your training obviously spot on. Can you come and do something with my staff?
No, thanks, Dave. And that's something that we focus on, just the experience of the customer in store. And we're very proud of our staff. We really are.
Well, there it is. It's an extraordinary achievement. The store of the tops at Lifestyle is the KZN Store of the Year. I mean, that is just extraordinary. Next year, when all of those provinces come together to look for the Tutti di Capo, we're holding thumbs, because that will be a celebration. So there's been a great wine of the week so far. We've had a great, very inexpensive gift of a bottle of really super wine. We just to recap, it's the Bon Courage Estate Gooseberry Bush, under $90 a bottle. It's going to make you very happy all day. And then Mr. Zungu has walked away with, well, very soon will be announced. If you aren't listening to this, we'll be in touch with you shortly to tell you the good news that you are the winner of this magnificent Campmaster trailer full of booze to the value of 30,000 Rand. And then, of course, the cherry on the top, that the store that brought you all the joy has been awarded the accolade of the KZN Tops Store of the Year. Hip, hip, hooray! And there we leave it for today. And
sorry, Dave, can I just end off something here?
Yeah.
It would be a miss of us to sit here and not perhaps at an extra celebration. So Eamon and I have just been chatting about it just before we came in. And what we're so grateful for the support that our loyal customers have given us. So we've decided for the next 3 days to give a 10% discount on all wines and champagnes. And the only exclusion of that would be whatever wine or champagne is currently on promotion. But so that's going to happen from tomorrow morning when we open our doors at 8 o'clock until Sunday afternoon when we close at 3:30. There'll be a 10% discount on all our wines and champagnes, and that's really to say thank you to our customers.
Wow. Well, if that isn't an early Christmas present, just think about it. If you are planning to stock up on your bubbly or your wine for the season, I'm glad you didn't do it yet. Because for the next 3 days, on anything that isn't already currently on promotion, it's 10% off at Tops at Lifestyle as a huge thank you to you for choosing wisely and supporting the best liquor store in KZN. And there we leave it for today. My very special guest, Eamon Dowling, Mark Pierce from Tops at Lifestyle. Another wine of the week will happen again, this time in a week's time. We look forward to that greatly.
Thanks very much, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
What a pleasure. The afternoon show.